Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, to welcome back into the show, and I want to welcome back in on the show from the Minnesota spokesman recorder, Charles Holman, the Hall of Famer. Let's talk some WNBA with the Lynx season over. Charles joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Charles Holman, I appreciate you giving me some time tonight, and I want to start with just your reaction to the way that forget about the comments, okay? We're going to get to Fee and Coach Reed, but just the way that the series played out, what were your thoughts in general on the Mercury winning 3-1?
Well, thank you. First of all, thank you, Henry, for letting me come on. What happened, basically, Phoenix was a healthy team. When they played them regular season, they did not have all their players. They were a completely healthy team, and the Lynx were not. Secondly, they borrowed a playbook from Indiana when Indiana played the Lynx in the Commissioner's Cup, being very physical, and the Lynx were slow in responding to that. And then the game 2 loss. I think that was the worst loss I've ever seen the Lynx take part of in my years of covering them. And you just can't recover from that. I don't care. You can say all the good things. You just couldn't cover. So you had all that mixture. And then going back to Phoenix, where Phoenix was definitely on momentum, there was, and then the injuries and all other stuff that happened. The Lynx just did not play well in the last month of the season. And I mean by that is the momentum, the things that they were doing coming into the last month of the season wasn't there because they had clinched the playoffs. They were trying to rest players. Fee was coming off an injury and trying to get her back in the flow of things. They just wasn't clicking as they was beginning the season. And also they lacked, an enforcer. Last year, they had Maisha Hines-Allen. When she came off the bench, she knocked heads over. And I'm serious, she was an enforcing kind of player. Well, they lost her, and they didn't have that kind of player.
Oh, she's a bruiser. Her brother's in the National Football League. Yeah. Yeah.
So they didn't have that this year. So they were the Lynx are a very finesse team. Now, they can bang with you occasionally, but they don't bang really well. And so, therefore, Phoenix was a banging type of team. They didn't give a dog about, they had nothing to lose. And so the Lynx didn't know how to respond to that. So I hate to say that, Phoenix won the series. They won it fair and square. No, I won't say fair and square. They won it because.
Oh, they won it fair and square. This is what I want to get to next, okay, because I feel like I'm in the minority here. And I'll preface it just the same way I did an hour ago. I absolutely love and adore Coach Reeve. I love Fee. I'm a Lynx fan. I mean, like, we're media members, but at the same time, like, you know, we're, you know, I'm a Minnesotan, man. I love all the sports teams here, and I appreciate good people. I thought they dropped the ball this series. I don't think that officiating is the reason why they lost this series. And I'm not going to sit here and cap for the WNBA and say officiating Drake. They got to work on the officials. The officiating, that's a legitimate point to be talked about, to be discussed, and all of that. But in the here and now, this team blew a 20-point lead in Game 2. They lost a double-digit lead in Game 3, and they also lost a 14-point lead in Game 4. They lost leads. That's to me, that is the story of them no longer being a part of the WNBA postseason. They let this series slip away. Now, if you want to sit there and say they weren't as healthy, they missed people, Carrington got injured, Fee gets injured and all that, that's fine. We can factor all of that in. But we're not going to make this conversation just about WNBA officiating because because this team won more games than anybody in the league. They were the number one seed. They had the second best player in the league in Fee this year, and she was second in MVP voting. They've got the defensive player of the year in Alana Smith. So I don't want to hear all of that. Like that to
no,
me,
you won't hear that from me.
Yeah,
officiating is something. Hell, I've been covering the league forever. Officiating always been bad, so that's not an issue to me. No, they got like I said, they got off.
No, I'm not saying that you're saying that. I'm saying for me, yeah. I don't want to hear that because that is the topic of the day. Is Coach Reeve? She had the meltdown and she got ejected and suspended. Fee had everything to say early today, and I disagree with some of the things that she brought up. I don't like the fact that she brought up Caitlin Clark in the WNBA and Angel Reese, and she brought up her husband and Unrivaled. I don't want to hear none of that. That don't have nothing to do with anything that happened in the postseason. Nothing.
Yeah, she did. It didn't. This has been a crazy day. I'll be honest, in all kinds of ways. But no, you don't lose a lead like they lost. And, you know, and I was sitting there watching Game 2. And I sat there and I said, there's something wrong. Yeah, they were up 20. I said, but it's 20 in the third quarter. It's not 20 in the fourth. It's not 2 minutes left in the game. And Pat was sitting next to me and Ponzi, and we were saying the same thing. There's something wrong. There's something not good here. And you could see they wasn't making shots. They was missing shots. They just wasn't clicking. Their defense just wasn't there, and they just had too many misses. They had too many misplays. They had too many this, and Phoenix just capitalized on that. And so, there was just, like I told you, there was things in the last month of the season that the Lynx wasn't playing as well as they played at the beginning of the season.
Hey, let me ask you this, because this is the second year in a row that we have come up short in the postseason. Do we, and I'm not saying that we are, but I'm just talking about optics across the landscape of sports. Do we look like sore losers?
And if you look at the broader picture, yeah, it comes off that way. Even though most of us on the inside, you know, don't see it that way.
Agreed.
But from the outside, you know, social media has been nuts for the last 2 or 3 days. But it does look that way because it seems like you only hear from Minnesota after they lost. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Last year after they lost in the game 5 and in the finals, you know, I want to say that Cheryl Reeve got fined for what she said last year, not so much what she said this year. Because she didn't get a dime. They didn't take a dime for her last year. They forgot them. So they ran that tape up. But neither here or there. It seemed like they always seem to say things after a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes off, optic-wise, that comes off like you're a sore loser.
Yeah.
Even though, so therefore the overall message is getting lost in that because you're saying things. You know, you're saying to have the loss. Now, in this case, what happened, you had, you know, and WNBA got a lot of problems right now. When you find coaches for agreeing with a coach, you know, that's kind of ridiculous, okay? They speak in their mind. They didn't say anything more than this. They just said Cheryl was right, you know. Now you're going to find them, okay? That's just, you know, it's been a crazy few days.
Yeah.
And the best thing about it, Henry, is, I never thought I would live to see that the WNBA take front page news.
Yeah, center stage.
And on PTI, they were big time on there. They big time. I mean, they had moved everybody off the front page because of what happened today. And that's good. That's progress for, in my eyes, in terms of a league. That's progress. But, yeah, it does come off. It comes off bad. Anytime you say things after a loss, you want to wait a couple of days before you say something. Then it society, you know, you cool it off a little bit. But, yeah, it does come off. Optics is bad. And like I wrote this week, or was it last week now, I wrote that there is a similar anti-Minnesota bias.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Among media people, because they don't like, they think that the Minnesota act too elitist. They don't like the Tyler Perry special after every game, after every home game, where they dance and all that. Because they don't like that guy. Yep. They didn't like the Stud Butts. They didn't like Napisha and she would unrival. You know, and all that other stuff.
Yep.
They just throw that stuff out there unnecessarily because they have this image that Minnesota ain't supposed to be like that. It's crazy. It's been a crazy day. I mean, for me, shoot, my phone been blowing off since.
Yeah, I'm sure. And we're talking to Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Let me ask you this. The Minnesota Lynx all season long have been playing with a chip on their shoulder. Well, if they play with a chip on their shoulder this year, what are they going to play with next year?
Well, Henry, but the difference between everybody try to compare this year to when they played in 2016. The difference in that team, they had four Hall of Famers. Okay, they had an experienced team, and they did play with a chip on their shoulder, and they did not give up a 20-point lead. Okay, they didn't do that. This team didn't. Again, that team, the 20, and I kept trying to tell people, don't compare what they did in 2016 to what they're doing this year, because that was a heartbreaker as well. But they had four Hall of Famers, and they resolved themselves from day one they was going to get back to the finals. I think this team did that as well, but they didn't show it all the time on the court. You know, they said it a lot in the locker room. They said it great. Yeah, we're going to go out there. We're going to do this. This is a revenge tour, blah, blah. I think a lot of that came out from the media more than them. Well, they're going to do all this, all that. But I still say, when you have, you know, I never seen a team lose a 20-point lead, a Lynx team lose a 20-point lead like that in game two. And that's something that they need to stick with that. They need to stick with that more than anything. You can't lose that kind of lead. You're the number one defense in the league, but they just got some. They got disjointed performances from people who during the season was much better, and that's why the postseason is so different. It's much different than any season. You and I know that there's a whole difference. Okay.
Yeah.
nobody expected Phoenix to be in the finals. You know, and look where they're at. Because it just came together at the right time. You come together at the right time, you can beat anybody. Don't care who you're playing. You can play anybody. And they didn't come in there with no fear or just the mighty Lynx. The Lynx aren't that mighty. They were just very good this year. But they ain't high and mighty. I don't know what they're going. I don't know what motivation they're going to use. It's going to be a long offseason. I know that.
So who do you like tonight? We got Game Five, deciding game to see who gets to the WNBA Finals between the Las Vegas Aces. They're hosting the Indiana Fever. Who do you think wins?
I think it'd be Las Vegas, only because they're at home.
Gotcha. I agree.
I mean, Indiana's been great. Exceeded all expectations. But if you ever been to a Las Vegas game in Las Vegas, it's crazy. Okay, and I don't know if the Fever can handle all that that's going on, plus a team on the floor. So it'll be interesting. I think it'll be Vegas, you know. But then don't put no bets on based on what I say.
I get it. I totally get it. Hey, Charles, man, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, as always, and you have a good evening now.
All right, take care. That's Charles Holman, Minnesota Sports Reporter, joining us here on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.